That's all I've got for you guys tonight on America's Favorite Show. I'm your host, Connor. Thanks for listening. America's Favorite Show is switching to a every other week format. So come back, not next week, the week after that. It's going to be great. Got new songs coming for you. With the rate at which the world is moving, you know, it'll be like a totally different show probably by then. Really a lot of fun to look forward to that, right? So, yeah, until next time, wash your hands.
Like shooting dice, a hockey puck, my heart is ice. I go to heights, seldom seen and tell it true. Not selling dreams, I've been into, I made it through. I could have screamed, I played a mute, relay my truth. You play a stream, I throw a coup, I never stoop. My art is gold, my heart is more than in the street. Like carnivores and cannibals and herbivores and fuck D and anything. Trying to sever you from the better you. I just bought my wedding ring, money my wife, and we don't fight yet. Just a new beginnings. That's life, I run red lights, but I'm a proven winner. Dealer man, pull up, run a new pill up. I had two for dinner. I had Wheaties for breakfast, but I see a champion, baby. Tell me again who the best was.
DJ Heim from Forced, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
Depose from The Faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov.
/ the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You are listening to Viva La Mock on WRCT Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Van Savar. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
He walks round and round in circles. There is no place he can
ever call his own. He seems to jump at the sound of the phone. Standing at the window, there's nothing he can now do. All he wanted was to remain safe. He can't remember his own name. And all I wanted was a word, a photograph to keep at home. And all I wanted was a word, a photograph to keep.
My name is Michael Caine.
My name
is Michael Caine.
My name is Michael Caine.
from their self-titled debut album, that's Cracker, saying happy birthday to me. But I'm actually saying happy birthday to you. Yeah, if you're celebrating a birthday this month, happy birthday. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Tammy, and Patty, and Monica, and Karen, Michelle, Kevin. Maria, I think you have a birthday this month, too. These are the people I know who are celebrating a birthday this month. If I've left your name off, I apologize, but I'll just say happy birthday today for a future birthday or a past birthday. Oh, Kelly, I miss Kelly. I knew there was another one in there. These are people I know who are all celebrating a birthday this month. The Cars before that Cracker tune, and I do want to let you know, David Lowery, yeah, he's the front man of Cracker. He makes another appearance this hour in the Viva La Mock radio program, so I'm just going to throw that out at you. But now, how about that set of music? Before the Cracker, the Cars doing their cover of the Nightcrawlers' little gem called Little Black Egg. Also played some brand new music from Spy Genius in that set. Brand new album is actually called Blow Their Covers, because it's an album full of covers, and it's awesome. That's them doing Madness's Michael Caine, a highly underrated song from Madness that I've always loved. So I'm glad Spy Genius took a stab at that. Played some Lou Reed to start off the entire set. Lou Reed started the entire set from the Rock and Rule soundtrack with My Name is Mock. Because indeed, my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock. And it comes to you each and every week at this time. And I always have to thank you for tuning in and checking out what we've got going on. In fact, you are so fortunate to have tuned in. I'm just telling you, not that every hour that the Mockster's on the air isn't a knock it out of the park hour, but this hour is an especially exciting hour because sometime later within this hour, the Mockster is going to have the debut single from Al Harlow's new album. Not just the debut, he's going to have the premiere. Like, remember when MTV did world premieres? Now, I'd like to say I could do the world premiere, but I think my contract doesn't allow me to have that in Canada. So I'm having the United States premiere of Al Harlow's new song. But again, if you're listening online, maybe you're listening in Canada. So we'll find out. But that's coming up this hour. I'll tell you more about it as we go on. Whew, so much going on. So much going on. So much in my head. I need to get some things in your head. How about that? Like a song that was stuck in my head a little earlier on just today. Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Judy Blue Eyes. It's the Viva La Mock radio program.
Getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
Give back it
hard. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
Babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not grieving.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it hard.
Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you, I do, that's forever, yes, and for always.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it hard.
Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
here is the lock and laughter the key to your heart. And I love you. I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard. Chestnut brown canary, ruby-throated sparrow, sing the song, don't be long, thrill me to the marrow. Voices of the angel ring around the moonlight, asking me, said she's so free, how can you catch the sparrow? Lacy lilting Lamente, change my life, make it right, be my lady. Thank you.
That's Dylan LeBlanc doing his version of Fleetwood Mac's I Don't Want to Know here on the Viva La Mac radio program. Before the Dylan LeBlanc, put some Glenn Campbell in there with the Alan Toussaint penned Southern Nights. Also went back to 1969, the debut album from Crosby, Stills, and Nash with Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, because that song, or at least part of it, I don't know if all 7.5 minutes of it, but that song was stuck in my head earlier this week. Hey, speaking of getting something stuck in your head, and I'm playing some old stuff, you know, Glenn Campbell, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, a Fleetwood Mac cover, kind of old. No, let me just tell you about a guy who does play old stuff, but he doesn't. He plays new stuff by old artists. We call it Quartz in Session. And you can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But what he does is he actually focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. Yeah, it's Thursdays. Thursdays at 8, and again, Mondays at noon if you miss it on Thursday. Reach out to him at WRCT at ericjacksonlurie.com and say, hey, dude, why don't you play some of that newer Glenn Campbell stuff before he passed? Because that's new music by a classic artist. Just see if he'll play it for you. That's all I ask. Hey, speaking of songs that get stuck in your head or songs that you wake up to, I'm going to tell you a little story about this next song. Because I woke up singing it this morning, but I woke up singing it because I had a dream. And in my dream, and this is a true dream, I was at a radio station. And it might have been WRCT. I don't know. It was a radio station. You can never tell. And Mando Richard, who does Whiskey Before Breakfast each and every Wednesday here at 11 a.m. is when his show is, he was playing this song live on the radio on his mandolin, doing a fantastic, overly countrified version of it. And I challenge Mando, if you're listening to my program, learn this song on the mandolin and play it for me someday.
One step for boys, one step for girls, step away. One step for you, and one step for me, step away. Take the third step, 'cause that's just a sign.
Sometimes I come home, I don't expect too much. The lights are off now, it's only two. How I wish my breath didn't hurt so much. You'd be up, babe, it's only two. It's only two. It's only two. It's only two. Why don't you sleep? Look as though you need it. The barricades and reasons they mean nothing to me. Now they mean nothing to me. All my friends, they laughed. They laughed at all my jokes. I've got one more story. It's only two. How I wish my touch could erase the past. And you'd be up, babe. It's only two. It's only two. It's only two. It's only two. Why don't you drink? You look as though you need one. The barricades and reasons they mean nothing to me. Now they mean nothing to me. Different times, then you'd be up. We trade stories, it's only two. It's only two. It's only two. It's only two. Why don't we pretend it's all we have between us? The barricades and reasons they mean nothing to me. Now, why don't you sleep? You look as though we need it. The barricades. Nothing. Mm-hmm.
sha-la-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
From his More Miles Than Money release, that is Alejandro Escovedo with Pissed Off, 2 a.m. here on the Viva La Mac radio program. Before the Alejandro, some classic music from Left Bank with Walk Away Renee. And I start the entire set with some Kemperman Beethoven and a Sad Lover's Waltz. And I told you earlier in this hour, I said, you know what? This is a very special hour of the Viva La Mac radio program. It's a must-listen hour. I was going to play David Lowery at least twice in the hour, and there that is. But then again, I think I say that every hour is a must-listen hour, a very special hour of the Viva La Mac radio program. Is it not? Is it not? In fact, there was something else going on this hour that I'm trying to think what that was. Really racking my brain. There was something else that I was going to make this just a little bit more special.
Hi, Al Harlow of Prism here. You're listening to The Mockster on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Thank you, Al. That's exactly what it was. I have the radio premiere of Al's brand new single. He's got a new album coming out in just a few weeks called Now. But I am not going to play it now. I'm not. I'm going to keep you hanging on because I've got time in this hour. The hour's not up yet. And I just received in the mail today the brand new Chris Church album. It's called Darling Please. It comes out next week. And I don't think I have the radio premiere of this. Some other stations might have played it. However, this is your premiere. If you have not heard this, first single off of Chris Church's Darling Please album, It's Bad Summer. It's the Viva La Mac radio program. Al Harlow premiere coming up in just a few minutes.
Summer to fall.
From the Bandwagon-esque album, some Teenage Fan Club wrapping up that short set of music with the concept here on Viva La Mock. Before that, Eric Church, some brand new Eric Church from his Darling Please release with the track Bad Summer. And hopefully right now I've warned you, I've given you advance warning on this. Hopefully you already have on your cassette player the play and record pushed with the pause button pushed. Because you're ready. You're ready because I have the radio debut of the brand new Al Harlow single. I'm gonna just step back for a couple of you who are like, I don't know exactly who you're talking about. Al Harlow fronted a band called Prism, based out of Canada, won Best New Artist, Juno Award. In fact, a few years back, they actually had a song called A Spaceship Superstar that was used to wake up the crew of the spaceship Discovery. How cool is that? Anyway, how cool is it that I weaseled this away from our rockin' attorney because he wanted to do the debut? And I said, no, I'm going to play it first. I am going to play it first. So I am playing for you the brand new Al Harlow single. It is the premier radio playment. It has never been played on the radio before, so I get the honor of playing it. The new album's called Now. Name of the song is My Mind is Running Away With You.
Second guess, 'cause all the signs are saying yes. I must admit it, I'm afraid. What should I do?
There you have it, the radio premiere of Al Harlow's new single, My Mind is Running Away With You, from his album Now. Now will be available in a couple weeks. Find out more information at alharlow.com. Hey, reach out to me. Let me know what you thought of the song. You can reach me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. And while you're on the internet and while you're emailing, why don't you drop my rockin' attorney an email and let him know what you think of the song as well? Because maybe he'll play it and maybe make mention that you heard it first on Viva La Mock and not on Courts in Session. Hey, reminds me of a great radio show I used to listen to back in the mid-1980s called Brave New Waves. It came off through the CBC, actually. Introduced me to so many great underground and alternative artists, and hopefully WRCT is the outlet that does the same for you.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I am your host for at least the next hour. I can guarantee that. I'll let you know what's going to happen in this hour. Each year, right around this time, I do a thing called Gone But Not Forgotten. I do a tribute to musicians, artists, people connected to the music industry that we lost the previous year. And I pay tribute to them. I celebrate their lives. I celebrate their contributions to what you listen to, whether you knew it or not, by highlighting this. And I don't always go for the big headlines. I go for the drummer, the publicist, the model who might have been on the cover of an album. People can find that way to help you out. And understand, you know what? These are people we need to be celebrating as well because their contributions were equally as important, at least in my opinion. For example, first up, I'm going to celebrate the life of Steve Brown. And you're like, Steve Brown, Mockster, I don't know. Steve Brown was a producer. Actually, he started off as like a drum tech roadie. And I think it was for Elton John. He bumped into Elton John in a gas station. Yeah, back in the 70s. And then he went into the studio with a schoolmate of his named Steve Lillywhite. Steve Lillywhite, you might know, did a lot of production and produced a lot of that U2 stuff that we know of, especially from the 1980s. So then Steve Brown got his hand in the production side of things. He's actually known for producing the very first Wham album. He did produce that, but he's also known as the man who gave the Cult their sound. And he was their producer as well. We lost Steve last year. So let's celebrate his life. With something by the Cult. It's Gone But Not Forgotten here on Viva La Mock.